Well, this time at Insight takes us to Michigan with preseason All-American outfielder Ryan Lamar. Ryan, let's start with that. Being an All-American, what does that mean to you?
I was pretty honored to hear it. I know it's a preseason award, so it's kind of stuff that you did, you know, last year and this summer. But, you know, I would rather be a postseason All-American after this year. So I'm not taking it, you know, as life or death kind of thing.
You played in the Cape Cod League with the Wareham Gatemen over the summer. What was that experience like for you?
It was a great experience. Getting out there and seeing all the great talent, the great arms on the mound, all the great guys I played with. It's really kind of an eye-opener just to, you know, you hear about all these guys on the internet and on TV, and you watch their games at the College World Series, and it's just nice getting to know them and play against them and really know that you can compete on that level.
Was there anyone in particular that maybe either played with or against that really stands out who really impressed you?
We had quite a few good arms on our team. Brandon Workman, Cole Green, Jack Armstrong from Texas and Vanderbilt. Uh-huh. Those guys were kind of the definition of power pitchers in my mind. So it was fun playing with those guys. Hitters-wise, I mean, the whole league was kind of, you know, there were good hitters on every team, so it's tough to really point out, one or two in particular guys. But just to see kind of the whole talent level out there as a whole was pretty impressive.
I know it's not like you've never picked up a wooden bat before, but how different is it when you swing a wooden bat every day compared to swinging an aluminum bat when you're playing in college?
Especially on playing every day, swinging with a wood bat, it's just, you know, tiring. By the end of the summer, everyone's, you know, hands are getting tired. Everyone's blisters are starting to re-break open. Your forearms are tired. And, you know, seeing that kind of pitching every day, I mean, in college, you know, you might have a midweek game where you get almost a little break from seeing it. But out there, it's everyone's the top of the rotation kind of guy. So I think that adds to it a little bit more, making it difficult.
Your power numbers really jump from your freshman to your sophomore year from 3 to 12, and your on-base percentage, your slugging percentage, all that good stuff went up. What was the biggest difference for you from year one to year two there at Michigan?
I think it was just kind of understanding hitting a little bit more. In high school, I played three sports, and baseball was probably honestly the one I paid the least bit of attention to as far as the fundamentals and stuff like that. And my freshman year, you know, coach tried to change me in the fall, little things here and there, and I felt uncomfortable with it, so he kind of just let me go my freshman year and do what I did just because we had such a talented team. And then last year I was, you know, turned to be one of the main guys in the lineup, and so we just really worked hard in the off season on, you know, your swing and my load and, you know, what I'm looking for at the plate, what to think about, and I think it really just showed last year.
Is there anything in particular then as you get ready for your junior year that you're emphasizing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to really get my timing back. We're just starting to see pitchers again. I'm kind of, you know, standing up, working on my pre-pitch load and kind of pitch recognition, and really trying to lay off of those borderline pitches that I could still hit and try to get in a better count for pitches that I can drive and do damage with.
As a team, you guys at Michigan went from hosting a regional your freshman year. You missed the NCAA tournament, though, last year. From a team standpoint, how would you describe last season?
Oh, last season, it was tough. Obviously, it was my first year in the program, the year that all those great things happened when we ended up hosting a regional. Like, that's what I just thought happened here. And then going through last year, where we had a lot of young guys, even the older guys, they hadn't played much because I think we lost seven guys to the draft after my freshman year. So it was a learning experience for everyone. And I think it really just, our inexperience kind of showed once we started struggling. Like, there was no real consistency towards the end of the year. But I think we've learned from it, definitely, and I think we're ready to bounce back.
What do you guys need to do then to kind of get things swinging in the right direction again?
I think we just need contributions from everyone. Last year, it was kind of some people were on some games, certain people were on other games. And this year, I think we're looking for a consistent effort from everyone, both on the mound, defensively, at the at-bat, on the base pass. Really, I think we have a team this year that's really well-rounded and deep as far as our lineup goes and our pitching staff goes. So I think we're going to be a team to compete out there.
Now, I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but you guys had the misfortune of being no-hit by Alex Wimmers in your biggest rival, Ohio State, last
yep.
year. What's it like, you know, as the game goes on, no one's got a hit? What's that mood like? What's it like there in the dugout when that's happening?
It was something to see because when everyone sees that we got no hit, it was kind of like, oh, they, you know, he struck everyone out. But really, we hit quite a few balls hard that they just made the most unbelievable defensive plays on. I mean, I can remember two or three instances where we thought it was over. In the, you know, the, I think the third inning there was one, the sixth inning, the seventh inning, we thought it was over. And out of nowhere comes some glove of a diving infielder to flip to second base to get the force out and hold the no-hitter intact. But, I mean, it's just, it's been motivation. I mean, it was definitely embarrassing from our dugout standpoint, and especially to come to Ohio State at third place, it was embarrassing. So we're looking to rebound this year when he comes here.
Big circle on the calendar this year, huh?
Yeah, that Friday night game.
Ryan, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
Oh, I think it's just the atmosphere, the different places you get to play at. I mean, in pro ball, you know, you might go to some places where you're just in some little, you know, little town where, I mean, like, there might not be anybody at the games, but you come here and it's like you're playing Penn State or Ohio State. There's all that, you know, the football tradition, the hockey tradition, the other sports. You know, it's really a rivalry, like university versus university, rather than just baseball team versus baseball team. So I think that's a lot of fun, along with all the different places we get to go to and see, and just being in college and, you know, having fun still, going to class, being a student athlete. I think all of it together just combines to make college baseball a great experience.
What's the toughest thing then?
Definitely the class schedule. Early on, I know us, as well as probably many teams, especially northern teams, we travel a lot early when it's still snowing up here. And so we're gone for probably the first month of the season. So really staying on top of your classwork and making sure before we head down to spring trip, you got everything taken care of. When we come back, we're only here in school for 3 days a week for, I think, the first 3 weeks. So making sure you talk to your teachers, you're not missing, you know, anything that you need to be there for, and all our teachers are pretty accommodating here. They realize that we don't have a choice with this, so they work with us. It's not too difficult, but I would say that's the hardest part.
Yeah. All right. Before we let you go, some quick word association. I'm going to throw a few things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind. All right?
All righty.
Let's start with your Michigan teammate, Tyler Burgoon.
Consistent.
A Cape Cod teammate of yours, Brett Eibner from Arkansas.
Powerful.
Florida in February.
I can't wait.
Ohio State.
No comment.
All right. Your head coach, Rich Maloney.
Great. Great influence on us and me.
The NCAA tournament.
Let's see. A goal of ours.
Okay. And the last one, Ryan Lamar.
College baseball player.
All right. Ryan Lamar, Michigan preseason All-American. Nicely done. Best of luck to you throughout this season, all right?
Thank you very much.